escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please turn everyone out? Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Jordan, you understand how this year game is played?
Well, we've played before, Mr. Hill.
Fantastic. Here are your three categories today. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Definitely drugs.
Drugs. We're going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where a man was hospitalized after running naked through the streets while high. Matthew Kenny, he was seen sprinting nude on West Broward Boulevard, wearing nothing but his sneakers. The man ran past not one, but two police cruisers. Fort Lauderdale Police Detective Tracy Figone, he said that Kenny got high just before running naked in public. Kenny also told police that he was running from people who were trying to kill him. Side note, no one was trying to kill him.
What?
Quote, he was in fear that individuals were chasing him, that they had stolen his clothes. Now, once police captured Kenny, he told officers that he was trying to get hit by a car. Quote, because if I got hit by a car, they would stop chasing me.
Jesus.
Kenny also told police that he would, quote, rather die than be caught by his alleged pursuers. He was then hospitalized for psychiatric evaluation. Did we mention that he was high? The question is, what was he high on? PCP, bath salts, flacca, or acid? So PCP, bath salts, flacca, or acid?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Generally nude, I stick with it. PCP.
PCP.
Jordan, I'm going to go acid.
I'm going to go PCP.
PCP. Okay. PCP.
What was this guy on? PCP, bath salts, flacca, or acid? We'll find out next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next. Category Shrugs on Profile This Week. A Florida man was hospitalized after running through the streets while high on drugs, naked. Question is, was he on PCP, bath salts, flaca, or acid?
And Jordan, that's the very question that we posed to you. Let us start, Miles Montgomery. You went with acid. It was not acid, but again, not a bad guess, all things considered. And Jordan, you agreed with D-Ted Smith. You guys both went PCP.
PCP.
No. It's not PCP. No, this is the case of the flaca.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Check. All right.
I don't know a lot of the side effects of it, but apparently get naked and run.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. If Stephen Colbert.
Oh, Stephen Colbert.
Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title always gets have teams and talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Last week, the world's oldest baby was born from a human embryo that was frozen in the 90s, which is why when the baby came out, it said, what's that?
Colbert. I hope that's you.
That's Colbert.
Last week, the world's oldest baby was born from a human embryo that was frozen in the 1990s, which is why when the baby came out, it said, voila!
Still one of the best nights of my life, meeting the What's Up guys.
Yeah.
Texas A&M University is working on a self-flying Black Hawk helicopters to help with wildfires. But let's be honest, this is America. Can't we make a water bomb?
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Smith.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just bomb the forest, dude.
Water bomb. One giant water balloon.
We love that stuff. Nobody came up with this?
Water bomb.
A video online appears to show a robot trying on sneakers at a New York City Hoka store. Well, I knew they were going to replace workers. I didn't know they were going to replace 50-year-old white dudes.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Meyers.
Videos have gained attention online that appear to show a humanoid robot trying on sneakers at New York Hoka store. Well, I knew they were going to replace workers. I didn't know they were going to replace 50-year-old white dads.
That's the one I said was going to hurt, Miles.
Yep.
Wearing mine today. YouTube will start guessing your age based on the type of videos the users search for and the categories of videos which they watch. For example, I watch restorations of World War I cigarette lighter videos and videos about knee pain. That's why YouTube correctly guessed my age at 245.
Colbert.
Yeah, it's Colbert.
YouTube will start guessing your age based on the types of videos the user searches for and the categories of videos they watch. For example, I watch restorations of World War I cigarette lighters and videos about knee pain. And that's why YouTube correctly guessed my age of 245.
A hammerhead shark and a stingray were seen fighting off the coast of Florida. And since it was Florida, I assume they were fighting over custody.
Yeah, Seth.
A hammerhead shark and a stingray were recently seen fighting in the ocean off the coast of Florida. And since it was Florida, I assume they were fighting over custody.
That's a pretty good joke. Let's see. Adam Sandler. We all know Adam Sandler for a bunch of stuff. Obviously, mostly comedies.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a few serious films. George Clooney recently did a movie for Netflix called J. Kelly. plays an actor, and Adam Sandler plays his manager. Basically, George Clooney is not here for Sandler, like talking bad about Adam Sandler. He says, quote, "This film, more than any other film Adam has done, shows a beautiful, heartfelt, soulful actor he is. I kept telling the cast, don't call him Sandman. Don't talk to him like he's just some goofy comedian. He's actually a really beautiful and wonderful actor."
I think Adam Sandler's like, yeah, thanks, bro, I know.
Jesus. George, you were right.
Wow,
I'm
man.
Pathetic, dude. I just do comedies for the money.
Well, he even said, he goes, because of what his paycheck is, which is doing goofy comedy movies, when he makes these other beautiful kinds of movies, it reminds people that he's not just a good comedian. That movie comes out in movie theaters in November, hits Netflix in December. But we've said this theory for years. It seems to me that comedians have much more range and can act easier in serious stuff than serious actors can do in comedies.
And like, I think there's a reason why, because a comedian, whatever it is that you do for a living, however you're in life, there's serious crap in your life. Correct. So a comedian, like, yeah, I make jokes for a living, but to play serious roles is as easy as waking up in the morning, where you get dramatic actors, not all of them, very few comedic chops, but I always say typically a dramatic actor in a quote-unquote funny role is be who everyone thinks you are, you'll just be in a funny situation.
Like Robert De Niro.
Right. He's playing the same character he always is. He's not funny. He will never be funny, but you put him in a scenario where his character's funny, you go, yeah, but he can't act
Liam
comedy.
Neeson's doing it right now in The Naked Gun.
Right.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's not being funny. He's funny because he's being Liam Neeson.
I will say my issue with comedic actors getting into dramatic roles is it's almost like it's false advertising.
Why?
If you see a comedic actor, you know, Jim Carrey, he did that movie, The Number 23, when it came out. Now, he was billboarded as this is going to be a serious movie. This would be more of a thriller. This is not going to be a funny. But Jim Carrey, up until that point, at least in my eyes, was nothing but this zany, kooky, goofy comedic actor.
Sure.
And so now he's in this serious role. Even though I know it's a thriller, even though I know it's not a comedy, I'm waiting for him to drop something.
Well, look at Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was nothing but a comedic actor. Right?
Sure.
And depending on your age, you think that, you know, my kids are like, dude, he's one of the best actors. He is a very good actor. You should see Joe versus the Volcano. Then he did Forrest Gump.
You know what?
They can do it. I just don't think dramatic actors are good at comedy.
I think if you can do it, you can do it. Sure. But if you can't, you can't. Like Will Ferrell, he can't really do it. Ed O'Neill basically said, look, it's just hard to get out of this character.
Right. People, so he can do it, but no one can do it.
Will Ferrell's had a couple. Will Ferrell just hasn't had, like, Sandler's been in some bigger ones. Steve Carell has, too.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell will do those roles. But I think kind of what Mike is saying, I think there's a lot of people that are just like, I just don't want to see him be serious.
Right. I don't want to see
him. No, I
don't
know. It kind of hurts him.
Yeah.
But there was one movie, I forget, where it was very, like, look, I liked Funny People with Sandler.
Yeah.
That is not a funny movie.
Right.
It is not uplifting. I mean, it is dark and sad. But I thought the storyline and all the acting in it was great.
Sure.
You know, like Miles, we both watched that show with Kevin Hart, which was basically sort of based around him.
Too close.
Right. But it was a serious role. And like I thought he did a great job of that. Like that series was all I blew to that series in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right, this is an interesting list. People like, you know, they say people refer to 2000 start of the new golden age of TV, but I like this list. This is 90s TV shows that changed the world.
Change the world.
Some of them I agree with. Some of them, like, I'm not sure. So number 10, they started with Twin Peaks. Simply, they said it blurred the line between television and art in a way no show had before.
All right. That is true, but there's no follow-up to it. To me, you change the world when people want to imitate you.
Sure.
Right? So they're right. Twin Peaks, it was groundbreaking, and everyone goes, that's cool. No one really has tried to wander back there. You
were they inspired by Twin Peaks?
Yeah, exactly. You don't find a little, oh, God, this is just a Twin Peaks ripoff. And I'm sure on streaming there is. But I'm saying, like, to me, you change the world when you notice a paradigm shift.
I'm not going to lie. Until I started working with this show, I had never heard of this show.
It changed the world, Mike.
It did. Like, I had never heard of it.
Growing up in the Northwest.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody that had watched it. Then again, maybe it was a little bit before my time.
It's before your time. But, I mean, it was a massive show.
But there were a lot of shows before my time that I had known
of. Brady Bunch
was not one.
You know what I mean? Like, it's before my time, but as dumb as that show was,
I couldn't tell you where it aired.
I would say Twin Peaks is, like, basically, without Twin Peaks, in my opinion, you wouldn't have, the one with Seven, the kids, they're in the bizarre world.
Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're so far apart.
I never watched either of them because I thought they were a little odd. But I'm just saying, like, that's the only thing I can kind of compare
Stranger
it to.
Things to me is that's a direct result of kid movies from the 80s, like Goonies, E.T., etc. Like, it, the way they film it, the way the story is told, the way it unfolds, Gremlins, right? It's very much aligned with that stuff.
The best thing that show did for me was just that breakfast spot in North Bend.
Yeah. It's the only reason I went there.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right, next on the list, they said Beverly Hills 90210. Now,
It did.
Well, it basically just said it made teen dramas a serious and widely popular TV genre.
Melrose, all the stuff that came after. Party of Five.
Yeah, all that stuff, man. Beverly Hills 90210.
Kind of born out of that.
Yeah.
Well, and up until then, right, like teen, there was always teen shows, but they were pretty tongue-in-cheek.
They were comedies, usually.
Right, and like the only big issue was finding a date to the prom. You know what I mean? Whereas 90210 like dealt with some stuff.
Alcoholism, drug use, you know, all that stuff.
Man, right, like I watch both. I love Saved by the Bell.
Sure.
But 90210 seemed more like an older version. And there was like, right, because I think I was like fifth or sixth or seventh grade when it came out. So I remember there being an argument that like my brother and sister could watch it. Could I watch it? But then we all locked in. That's what you did on Thursday night. You watched Beverly Hills 90210.
All right.
Go down and see down to the Peach Pit. Charmed. Proved female-led genre TV could be both magical and mainstream.
Magical. That's kind of what the show is about, but still, yeah.
Again, these are TV show top 90s TV shows that changed the world. The fact this one is still on has 100 spinoffs. I don't think there's any doubt. Law and Order.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
And there are even spinoffs that are the same show. You know what I mean? There's a lot of spin-off shows that we have. You know, you got Frasier from Cheers.
Sure.
They didn't call that Cheers, Seattle.
Right.
You know, Law and Order, man. That,
I mean, Special Victims Unit.
They just changed the location.
That's right.
Essentially.
Or the genre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like Law and Order, you know, ripped from the headlines. But then, right, Special Victims Unit.
Ooh, let's do a sexual predator.
See, I want to see him go someplace where there's nothing going on.
Right.
It just totally changed. Right. Mayberry that thing.
Right.
There's one bullet. Law and Order, right. Bozeman, Montana.
Exactly.
Like, did you just drop that piece of paper?
In the world are you doing?
Are you a litterer?
I hear there's somebody walking around town at 2 in the
morning. Come here, Turner. Put your hands up.
Everybody all right?
There's a theory online now that...
did you put your gum under the seat?
There's a raccoon out there.
That Mayberry basically is just a sales pitch for Don't Get Married. Because everybody on the show is single except Otis, and he gets blacked out drunk and sleeps in the jail.
Right. Voluntarily.
Voluntarily.
Right.
So the theory is, the point of the show is, like, stay single.
You will be happier being blackout drunk.
God, that's not wrong. Right. That is not wrong.
TV shows for the 90s changed the world. ER turned medical dramas into high-stakes, character-driven epics.
And brought us George Clooney.
And brought, well, no, Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah, true enough. My bad.
Well, and that was mostly, ER2 was different as it was in the hospital, right? Like, me and my brother loved Chips, and we watched a show called Emergency.
Yeah.
But Emergency was basically just them showing up, triaging it, and then getting them to the hospital.
You're right. ER, they never showed you what was wrong. They told you what was wrong, and somebody showed up in bad shape.
Yeah, Quincy helped them.
Right, because you're right. Emergency. Yeah, they had to go on site.
So was that really the start of kind of the hospital drama, as it were, or would you put that more with MASH as the one that started that whole... Because, you know, the Grey's Anatomies and
MASH
the
is more about war, though, than it MASH is. They just happen to be a MASH unit, but that's a war show.
And that was specific, how to use humor to cope with atrocity. That's actually what MASH was about.
Right, so I think they're saying credit to ER, because it's like, this is the first time you're in the hospital. It's high stakes. It's like,
and doctors still sleep at the
Now you get Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
The X-Files brought paranoia, science fiction, and myth-making into the mainstream.
Sure, when paranormal?
All of it. Paranormal and paranormal. Yeah, I mean, they did a great job.
P-A-R-A-N-O-I-A.
Yeah.
Paranoia.
Paranoia.
I never got into the X-Files because aliens just kind of scare me. Now I just accept they live amongst us and have gone home.
Octopus.
And the fake birds.
Yep. That's got to be the Sentry. They're just there to, like, relay what we got going on.
These 90 TV shows that changed the world. I remember this one, Seinfeld.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Turned nothing into something and changed TV comedy forever.
Right. Yeah, it was a show without a purpose, because most people live their life without a purpose to get a little dark with it. But it's like, we just go through our lives. There's the monotony of everything that we go through. And we
day
go
to
through,
day.
Right.
Here's
funny
your issue.
Happens every day.
The show, right. They would always say, the show's about nothing. That's what it was. Right? But it was
every, and the horrible people. And that was one of the, seriously, because they were shallow and they're, you know, but that was kind of what was groundbreaking, because everything else going on at the time, it had to have a heart. And whatever it was, there's some big moral message at the end of the show. Seinfeld's like, we have no message.
Correct.
I straight up wanted to see boobs. That's what, like when you get thrown out of Schindler's List because you're making out with your girlfriend. Stuff like that is awesome. Like, there's no heart. We didn't learn anything from it.
His parents were in town, so he couldn't make out with her anywhere else.
So he went to Schindler's List.
Yeah.
It just happened to be Schindler's List.
It was a movie.
But it was a massive movie. Everybody was going to see it, but Jerry's also Jewish, so he got a lot of trouble. Buffy,
read the room.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They say elevated teen TV and proved genre could be emotionally profound.
Okay. Also brought the fantasy aspect of it, I guess.
I just remember it being a movie. I never watched a TV show, but what's that? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, yeah.
She was Buffy. I don't know if I agree with this one. Friends is two on the list.
How? I mean, what do they think?
They say a global phenomenon that redefined the modern sitcom.
Maybe.
I'll jump on.
It was very, very popular. I can't deny that. I'm indifferent to it, but I don't know that it redefined it.
I think it had a more broad universal appeal, maybe.
Sure.
I guess.
It had six main characters that they managed to create depth for each and every one of them.
That's fair.
Again, I watched an entire series. The ending, it was a big deal. We all got together. I just can't rewatch it. Whereas Seinfeld's, I could still rewatch and laugh. The Friends, to me, I'm just like, I can't believe I ever liked this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But there's a whole generation, my niece and nephew in their 20s, they love it.
I mean,
they
can't deny it when it's done. Jesus, man, it's a monster.
Sure.
And then number one of the 90s shows that changed the world, Simpsons.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, 100%.
Without a doubt.
I mean, other than Looney Tunes, they found a way to take cartoons into a completely different sphere.
But they did it primetime, and that was a huge thing. And then beyond that, it was primetime with a family that they loved each other, but as best you can tell, they hate each other.
I'm just glad
that was not allowed on TV at the time to say the father is literally going to beat the living piss.
And choke the dead.
And then you
kid.
Show well, it, right?
But back to primetime. That way we have a Family Guy. All these shows come on at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
Right. Simpsons kind of
they kicked that door down again.
Right, they should have been confined to midnight when the stoners were still
look
awake.
Look at Fox now, with American Dad. It's like animation
domination.
See, I forgot that. Like, back in the day, Flintstones, Jetsons, they were like on
Saturday morning,
8 o'clock at night.
Oh, really?
They were evening shows.
They were, but they had no teeth. You know what I mean? Because they were just still the honeymooners. Like, it was right. They just recreated crap that already existed.
All right. Nice. NFL camps are back in action.
Yes.
I've been telling people all day today. I kind of start my own personal preseason training camp tonight. We got Hard Knocks is back on HBO. If you want to check that out. Over on Netflix, you have SEC football any given Saturday. I'm going to lock in now. All right. It's August. But have some Gatorade, just focus in. Ted's in camp. Heads up.
Let's get it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Airline passenger has enough and bitch slaps another passenger right in the face. Meanwhile, a pilot is pulled off a plane to occupy his own little prison space. Wisconsin Bear needs some help getting this jar off his head. A parking garage attempts to take all of one woman's bread. And two boats in Japan catch on fire after launching fireworks. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story in Los Angeles, where parking is a little outrageous. A woman went to her local hospital for a cancer screening that she was all ready to pay out the nose for, but after her 45-minute visit, 45 minutes inside, she got into her car and attempted to leave, only to find that the garage was asking just a bit too much for parking. She couldn't believe her eyes when she saw that for the 45 minutes that she had stayed in there, she was charged upwards of $8,000. Knowing that an error had to have occurred, she reached out to attendants to get the charge fixed, but they were no help, referencing the receipt that she had that said that the car had been left there for years. It had an entry stamp of 22.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. The company reached out and said that they were immediately starting the process of crediting the charge back. They also said that they plan to replace the faulty machine and improperly printed her parking stub. This all comes after she went to the media and said, look at what I got here.
Yeah, go to the media.
Exactly. And to their credit, they were right that her stub, her receipt, did say that she had parked back in 2022. And it had been years. So it was a faulty machine.
How many other people...
That was the thing.
Got the same thing.
She was not the only other person to have to go through this issue.
Yeah.
My thing is, I'm, crediting the chargeback, I'm not paying $8,000. I don't have $8,000 to give for your stupid ass parking.
If you want to impound me, I can take it to court. Yeah.
I need the money for my 45-minute doctor visit.
Exactly.
That's where my 8 grand's going.
Check the tapes. Like, I'll sit here and wait. I don't give a damn. Check the tapes to show that I just got in here. Don't charge me.
But then you wonder if the camera's time set 2022. That's what it says.
No kidding. It's just as good of a
worker. Hang up, Mr. Hawk.
Jeez, oh, Wes. In other news, flying can be stressful, but people's reactions can get a little out of hand as well. On a domestic flight in India between Mumbai and Kolkata, a passenger suffered a little distress as he was having a panic attack on the plane. Great spot to have a panic attack, by the way.
Yeah.
Prompting attendants to do what they could to calm him down, eventually escorting him down the aisle of the plane. That's about the time that a nearby passenger took matters into his own hands, smacking the panicked passenger across the face.
This just like the movie Airplane.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just stood up and just slapped him.
In Airplane, there was a line of people.
Oh, no.
Waiting to slap.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole scene.
Somebody has a baseball bat. Just lining up to tee off.
Now I get the Family Guy reference. Yeah. This was met by a flurry of rage from other passengers aboard the plane who all wanted their shot, informing him that he had no right to raise his hands, that everybody's going through things, that it was just a panic attack, all he needs was water, blah, 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 blah. Eventually, the assailant was removed from the flight for his actions as well and put on the airline's no-fly list, referencing a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to the safety and well-being of their passengers. The passenger suffering the panic attack was rocked by the hit and ultimately took the train to his final destination.
Rocked by the hit, so it worked.
It did.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say it worked.
Well, maybe flying wasn't for him.
Said that his whole head hurt. It's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, you got slapped, dummy.
You get slapped in the face, it's going to hurt you a little bit. Especially if you don't see it coming.
So what I'm hearing is, get to slapping people.
Zap.
Maybe they need it.
Wild story out of Japan, a fireworks display went horribly wrong. During a local summer festival, the display went off from the boats in the water, and it was your usual beautiful display. But problems soon arose as the fireworks began firing off improperly, prompting an explosion on the barge that eventually led to the boats catching fire. Which looked spectacular.
I've seen it once. Right. And I was like, wow.
Due to safety concerns, they stopped the music and informed the guests that the celebration was over. There were no injuries listed in this story, and it harkens me back to, what was it, New Year's 23 or was it 22 when that barge down in San Diego, like all the fireworks just went off all at once.
We saw it once here in Seattle about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. It was after the finale, so we thought it was like the finale.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's the most unbelievable thing
it was
we've seen.
After the finale.
The next day, we found out, the barge was on fire.
Oh, that was a different year. So they forgot to blow up one barge. The year before that, the entire dock burned down.
Right.
So they burned down a dock, too.
It looks cool.
Red glow.
I was about to say, the only problem with that is it looks really, really cool.
How do you not put out a fire that's on top of the water?
I know, man.
That's the weirdest part. Like, there's water right there.
Jeez, that's why the scariest thing is a fire on a boat.
Yeah. Deep Purple made a song about it, man. But just in case those stories with a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
Yeah. We go to Wisconsin where a man saved the day again. Authorities got a call about a bear that had its head stuck in a bucket. The community had been keeping an eye out for the bear for some time, and authorities kept track of it until they finally felt the need to intervene. They tranquilized the bear and were able to safely remove the bucket and relocate the bear to a more natural habitat. And now the bear doesn't have to worry about a bucket.
He's just looking the inside out.
Clean. He is, man. Just cleaning it out.
Going
with
like mayonnaise. What's in there?
What you got in there, man?
Exactly.
Help a guy out. Come on. Men's room sports. Mariners start their 3-game series against the Chicago White Sox here at home tonight over en route. The Houston Astros did win in pretty spectacular fashion against the Marlins yesterday, putting us at 3 games back of first place, but I hope their downward trajectory continues, especially with the White Sox in town, which should be able to do something with. You've also got Storm basketball later on tonight on CW. As far as your weather, things are about to cool down a bit and mug up even worse. We're expecting some clouds to move in tonight to bring some overnight rain. It's tomorrow.
Hey,
we're expecting more clouds and rain.
We need it.
And a high of 71. Yes, we absolutely do need it. And that's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. I'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less, the lovely Jolene. It's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.